We asked you to tell us about your more unusual holiday traditions, and we heard from a lot of you. One story stood out for us, but we do have a spoiler alert for parents. We're going to be getting real about Santa Claus, so now might be a good time to turn off the radio if you have young children around. KUNC's Stacey Nick has more.
Castle Rock resident David Guillen still remembers when he learned about Santa Claus. It started with the kids at school.
It was kind of catastrophic for me. I remember denying it because I knew that somehow by admitting that there was no Santa, that I was going to somehow be penalized by not receiving gifts from Santa.
Eventually, though, he couldn't avoid the truth.
You just kind of hang on as long as you can until your parents say, nope, you know what, you no longer qualify for this colossal lie that you've been living your entire life.
Later on, as an adult, Guillen met his now wife, Miho, while living in Japan. She had a lot of questions for him about American culture, in particular, the idea of Santa Claus.
She asked me, like, why do Americans do that? Why do you guys create this crazy myth around Santa and then kind of pull the rug out from kids, at some point? And I didn't have a good answer. I couldn't say because, you know, X, Y, and Z. I just said, because we do.
The couple decided then and there, no Santa for their kids. And then their first daughter, Sayuri, was born. They still didn't want to have Santa, but they wanted to do something.
After some creative deliberation, we decided that the substitute for Santa was going to be something called the Black Tuna.
We'll let 6-year-old Sayuri pick up the story.
The Black Tuna is a black fish that gives us presents.
And why do we have the Black Tuna?
We have it because we didn't build Santa.
What they did build was one of the oddest holiday mascots you've ever seen. Guillen and Sayuri made the fish out of chicken wire and paper mache spray-painted black. The scales are beer bottle caps and the teeth are wine bottle corks. At just under 5 feet long, the Black Tuna sits on the mantle along with their stockings. For the most part, the Black Tuna was a story kept in the family, until now. For one, David Guillen said while he didn't agree with the notion of Santa, he didn't want his kids to accidentally take away the tradition from other children. But also, he says, he's met with some resistance from adults, even getting into a heated debate with one friend over the summer.
She says that, it's what you're doing with the Black Tuna is no different than the myth around Santa, because you're still creating this, illusionary concept that... the kid is receiving a gift from this fictional character. It's not because, our kids can see this hideous Black Tuna sitting above the TV, and they know that it's entirely fictionalized, that the whole thing is based around just creative reasoning and just having fun with a concept, not this expectation that's going to be torn away from them. It's not a lie.
So why a Black Tuna? Well, it's a bit of an inside joke, but there's a phrase in Japanese that sounds like the words black tuna. They got caught up in the idea of just what that would look like and took it from there. But the Black Tuna is much more than just a strange holiday decoration.
We really love the idea of myth, and we love the idea of storytelling, and it's such an important component of our society, much less, our culture at home, that we really wanted to ingrain that in the process. And so when the Black Tuna brings gifts... each person is responsible for a particular stocking, the gifts in that stocking, and the myth or the story behind the gifts inside.
Like the Amulet of Amalur that Sayuri received last year. So really, it's a Disney locket based on the TV character Princess Sophia. But as part of the rules of the Black Tuna, the story behind it became that the Black Tuna had traveled to the princess's home in a faraway land and traded a few of its fish scales for the locket. And if you ask Sayuri...
And the story of the Amulet of Amalur, it shrinks you whenever you want. And when you say, I wish to be small, and then when you say, I wish to be big again, it makes you big again. And it allows you to talk to animals.
So can you talk to the Black Tuna?
Yes.
What does the Black Tuna say?
The Black Tuna says, Papa, thank you for building me.
Really? He said that?
Yes.
Oh, I'll tell him you're welcome.
That's David Guillen and his daughter Sayuri sharing their story of the Black Tuna. It's one of the stories we received when we asked you about your weird holiday traditions as part of our Curious Colorado project. For KUNC, I'm Stacey Nick.